Last Friday, we asked you to tell us about the music you listened to while you or your partner gave birth, your delivery playlist, and the stories you sent in were moving and funny.
This song seems to be a clear favorite. It's Push It by Salt and Peppa. Several of you wrote in with that pick. One birth playlist included the Star Wars theme.
And then there were the accidental soundtracks. Anne Scanlon wrote us from the Irish town of Ballingeary. She says she had planned to create a playlist during early labor, but then reality stepped in. She ended up using some old playlists on her iPod.
Scanlon writes, "After over an hour of pushing and with clear indications that my baby was in distress, the doctor announced that it was time to get the baby out fast with the help of a vacuum. The next song to come on my iPod was The Lonely Island's I'm on a Boat, a hilarious rap song that is quite out of character with the rest of my musical tastes."
I'm the king of the world, on a boat like Leo. If you own the show, then you show not me, oh.
She continues, "It was fitting, though, and served its purpose so well. It made me laugh, calm me down, helped me focus, and gave me the extra energy to get my son out."
Maura Welch of Manhattan, Kansas, remembered back to the birth of her son 27 years ago. She was listening to the opera Carmen. She writes, "The rousing and joyful overture was playing as Colin was born."
But there's more to this story.
Miss Welch continues, "When Colin was about 2 years old, Carmen was playing again, this time in the kitchen, and he remarked, 'Mommy, I don't really like that song. It always gives me a headache.' Oh, out of the mouths of babes."
Are you ready for this? That's from Catherine Scantlin of Boone, North Carolina. Her favorite song in her playlist was Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire.
"Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring."
And by the way, Scantlin isn't the only person to mention that song. People refer to the ring of fire when they describe a certain feeling as the baby is crowning.
Scantlin writes that whenever the ring of fire was mentioned in birth class, she and her husband couldn't stop giggling because of the song. She adds, "I don't remember much about that point of the birth because I was so exhausted, but I do remember hearing that song and laughing."
Finally, Margo Vigent of Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, told us her playlist included I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones and King of Pain by the Police. She also wrote this, "At one point in the process with my second son, the doctor said, 'I'd be better able to work if you would shut that noise off.' I took a moment to explain to him who I thought was doing most of the work and therefore was entitled to choose the music."
Scantlin's son finally arrived, not to the driving beats of the Ramones, but to the jaunty bounce of the Beatles.
And she writes, "Life Goes On from Obladi Oblada is where Simon made his appearance."
Thanks to all of you who shared your music and your stories.